If you want to see God do big things, you got to learn to think like He thinks. You got to kick out the sides of your box. You know, all those years I lived in a church where I had Him in a box, a little box. I never even led anybody to Jesus. I didn't think I could. But now I realize, hey, it's a piece of cake. I didn't think I could ever do a miracle, but I've learned that's a piece of cake too. All I got to do is step in faith and believe God. I never dreamed I could lay hands on the sick and they would get well. But I've seen so many thousands of people healed over the years. Hey, if it don't happen now, I'm wondering, what did I do wrong? What's wrong, God? Why did you not show up? And like the other day, I had a couple of weeks there and so many things. Eldon was working with me every day for a couple of weeks. And we had so many things go wrong in that 2 weeks. Finally, he said, Thurman, I believe that God has been testing you severely in the last 2 weeks, and I believe you've passed your test. He said, you haven't grumbled, complained, or anything. And he said, it's unbelievable the things that have broken or went wrong in the last 2 weeks. I said, well, maybe now would be the time. I said, okay, Lord. I said, Lord, why don't you tell me what I done wrong that causes all these things to happen in the last 2 weeks? And then I thought, that's okay, God. I don't have my notepad and my pen. I couldn't remember them all anyway, I'm sure. So I just said, forget it, Lord, forget it. Because if he had started talking, I'm sure he'd have been just like he was to another preacher I knew of, that when he said, Lord, why is there no power in my ministry? And he prayed and fasted for days. And finally, the Lord said, okay. A bright light came in that room where he was fasting and praying in the pitch dark. And the Lord told him 13 things he was doing wrong. 13. And he couldn't remember them all. He said, oh, God. He said, Lord, that's so many. I never dreamed. He said, Lord, here's a little pencil. I've got a cardboard box here. Give them to me again and I'll write them down. So God did. He gave them to him, those 13 things again, and he wrote them all down. He said, when you master those things and become totally obedient to my word, then when you pray for people, miracles and healings will happen. It did. That man's name was A.A. Allen. And when he prayed, things happened, didn't it? But he got right with God. Now, there were some of those things it took him years to master. It didn't happen overnight. But he stayed with it. And one day, when he got these last two things, which he said the devil kept telling me, you'll never master these two. But he said, when I finally mastered those two, it took several years of working. He said, I heard the Lord whisper in my ear, A.A., behold, I now give unto you power. And boy, I mean, I have seen on video bring six people up to A. Allen and all six of them totally blind. And he lays hands on them and pray for them and all six of them walk off seeing. And then another six or eight walk up totally deaf and he pray for them and all of them walk away hearing. I want to be able to get there, don't you?
Amen.
Why do we not seek God to do those same things? Who is glorified when we do those kind of things? The Lord. I mean, everybody knows it ain't you doing that. They're smarter than that. Even the lost world's smarter than that to know that I can't do that in my own power. But so if I pray for somebody and he puts a new set of eyes in their head or puts new ears on them where they can hear or what, or I mean, whenever I pray for somebody like Dr. Gary Young and God gave him a brand new back, there he was laying there in bed 1,000 miles away in Salt Lake City. I prayed the prayer of faith for him and God gave that man a brand new back. Anybody in their right mind would know that was not Thurman Scrivener that did that. Is that true?
Amen.
You got to know that was who? The King. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the God of Gods. And there ain't nothing impossible with Him. There ain't no way we as human beings can do those kind of things. We pray, He does it. And He gets the glory for it. The Lord will send a plague on all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Now, you know, if you are a Christian and you got somebody that you know that's not a Christian, right now, with what's going on between us and Jerusalem, Israel, this is the first time in my life, in 71 years, this is the first time ever I've seen us as a nation turn our back on Israel. It looks like the time is rapidly approaching for all nations to come against Israel. Just think, if we don't help Israel and they continue where they are, there's going to have to be a war in Israel between Israel and Iran soon. If there's not a war between Israel and Iran, there's going to be a war from Iran to Israel. And if they get to shoot their nuclear weapons first, except God intervene, Israel's going to be no more. You know that? But guess who is going to intervene? God. He's going to intervene. But it's not before a lot of people in Israel die. How many people did he say is going to die? Half of them. Half of them. And the city's going to be destroyed. Everything's going to be tore up. The women are going to be raped. You wouldn't want to be a woman over there in that kind of stuff, would you? No. Nobody in their right mind. But if God said that's going to happen, it's going to happen. God said he told David when David sinned with Bathsheba. I mean, here David had at least a dozen wives. He could have went to bed with any one of them anytime he wanted to. They were all his legal wives. But here he goes down and looks down upon another man's wife, a beautiful woman that's taking a shower. And he sees her and says, I want to have sex with her. Bring her to my bedroom. And they go get her and bring. And I'm sure she's saying, King, don't do this, please. No, he's the king. He's going to do what he wants to do. And he has sex with her and she conceives. And it says, and the Lord struck the child and it died. And the Lord struck the child and it died. And then God told David, now because you have done this wicked thing, although you've repented, I'm going to let your wives be raped on the housetops and on the street corners for everybody to see what you did in secret. I'm going to do it in the daylight. David's wives were raped by men on the street corners because of David's sin. Now, those wives, they didn't have nothing to do with that sin, but did they pay the consequence? They sure did. And also his children, which had nothing to do with that. God says, now I will bring the curse and the sword upon your children. Your children will rape each other, and your children will kill each other because of what you did, David. Was that a pretty big price to pay? I mean, when we see those kind of things today, it ought to make a man straighten his act up, right? Real quick. If you realize that you've got a wife and you're going to go out and say you got four or five beautiful children and here you are 50 years old now and all of a sudden you say, well, I need to sow my wild oats in my old age, you know. And some men think that when they get to be 50. They do that. So they find them another woman, especially if they travel out of town where they think nobody will ever know. And they start sleeping around with some prostitute and then they come down with cancer, or their wife comes down with cancer, or their children start going wrong, and their world starts falling apart. Their children get on drugs and everything else. Why did we have such a good, wonderful family here, and then all of a sudden, everything's falling apart? Who was the culprit that started it? The man. That went out and started sinning with another woman. When God says, I hate divorce, and I hate sexual sin, and he said, I will judge every case of sexual immorality myself. That's scary, isn't it? And so we wonder why we got all these problems in the world. I can tell you why they are. It's just like I have people all the time write me and say, my son or my daughter is, or my 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old you can't live with them. They're lying, they're stealing, they're cheating. My 16-year-old daughter's sleeping with every boy on the block and everybody else and all kinds of things. I need you to pray and for things to change. I write back or call back and say, how much time do you spend every day in the Word of God reading the Word of God to your wife and your children? Well, I don't. I said, that's why your children are doing what they're doing. God told you to read the Word of God to your children every day. Not some days, every day. He told you to pray over those children every day. He told you it is so important for you to put a sign on your front door when you walk in today to say, remind me today, God, to teach my children and my wife about you. In fact, he said, if you wear a hat, hang a sign off the bill of your hat. It's just flopping. Remind me today to teach my wife and my children about God. I said, you're not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. I said, that's why your children are going astray. Now, if you want to raise good children, you're going to do it God's way. He told you exactly how to do it. You know, he didn't stutter when he said, told you to do these things. But see, everybody wants to have good children, but they want to let them watch television. You know, I mean, you can't watch television. I mean, if you have a television in your home and you got children in your home, the first thing you better do is either get rid of that thing totally, completely, turn off the cable that comes in or something, because the shows. I mean, here a while back, I could say I have not had a TV in our home for years hooked up to an outside source. But recently, I went and bought one and put it in my office, and I hooked it up to an antenna just so I can see a little bit about what's going on in the world. And let me tell you, it's worse than I thought. It's worse than I thought. I mean, you talk about the rebellious. The other day, there was three young boys on there, and they was talking about sex and having sex in a program on Fox News. Not Fox News, but Fox 4, Channel 4, on an evening show. And one of them was saying, well, you know, if you think that's so good, why don't you just go have sex with your grandmother? Oh. And kids are watching this junk. They're watching this kind of trash. And you want to know why we got homosexuals and perverts and everything else in the world? I'll tell you why we got them. Because the church is not obeying the king. Every man in the church needs to heed Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Now, in fact, let's go there, Dave, and then we'll come back here and we'll get these last couple of verses. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 4, 5, and 6, and let's just see a little bit of this. And King James will be okay. Deuteronomy 6, verses 4, 5, and 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, how many lords do we have?
One.
There's one. And you shall love that Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Now, what did he leave out there? Nothing, absolutely nothing. You are to love him and put him first, right?
Right.
Now, how many people do you know that really do that? Not many. Not very many. Let's see what he says do after he says for us to love him with all our heart. What's he say in verse 6 and 7? And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. Verse 7. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them flippantly to your children.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Day of the Lord is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.